Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo.
Do you wish you could improve your confidence in communications? Well, I'm going to talk about how you can communicate more confidently. And if you stay until the end, I have an extra point for you then as well. Now, I just want to share before we dive in that if you want weekly confidence tips and you want to know what the latest podcast episodes are, then you can subscribe to my free newsletter. That is linked in the show notes below. Just click that link and you can subscribe for absolutely free. So for me, let's dive into today's episode. So for me, in school, I used to be quite socially shy, like lacking confidence, struggling to like talk to people, not horrendously, not like a huge level of what people describe to me as social anxiety that they've been through. Yeah, it was to a degree impacting me. And there were times when I didn't have as many friends. And then when I went into university, I was okay. I had a few friends and stuff like that, but I did lack the confidence to communicate with people. And especially when I went into a workplace, it's like I've been judged for how I'm going to perform in a job or what other people think of me, all this kind of self-talk. Maybe you can relate. It's like, I better not do anything wrong. I was super self-conscious, right? And sometimes my communication wouldn't come off very confidently. Now, I'm like by no means an outstanding, perfect communicator right now. Now, there is a difference from how I used to be because I've put a lot of effort into my communication. Yet there's always room for improvement. Yet I'm pretty confident I can communicate now. And I just want to be an example because if you feel like you're lacking confidence in communication, well, you can improve it as well. Definitely, if I could, you can. And like I say, and also business was another one, like communicating to people, like consultation calls or sales calls, all those kind of things, or telling people about what I'm doing in general, like social media. I used to be really nervous, not so good or confident at the start, and that's changed over time as well. Like now I can confidently go on to sales calls. You know, I love sales. I love really helping people with integrity. Like that's what I love doing. I also love communicating with people absolutely free on the podcast and sharing my message, right? These are things that used to terrify me. They don't anymore because I'm able to communicate confidently. So I believe communication is key. Don't, like, again, we've all got our own lives, our own goal, but I don't see anyone do that well in any area unless they can communicate confidently. Most areas, right? And there's the odd exception. Because even if you're something where it involves you working at a computer screen, then there's going to be some degree of communication with your boss, with other people, or even customers or something, right? So it impacts us all. So don't just be sat there going, I just lack confidence in communication and I'm just going to stick with it. Because don't, right? You can change it. You can improve your confidence in communication. And I used to have that story in my head that I'm just not a confident communicator until I decided I didn't want that to be my story and I changed it. So let's go through some practical points, as always, to improve this confident communication. The first one, body language, absolutely essential. Now, there's all kinds of studies about this, that actually your most confident communication comes from your body language, right? The way you're moving the body. Now, if you listen to me on the podcast right now, you can't see how I'm moving my body, but you may be able to hear or visualize how I'm holding my body from how I'm sounding, because how you position your body is going to make an impact on how you project yourself. Even when I'm on the phone to people on sales calls, I make sure I'm not like crunched over. I'm not upright. I'm talking calmly. I've got a cool posture about me because then I can convey a message. And also that I'm sitting there listening. I'm not fidgeting and looking around because people want presence, right? So body language is key. Now, how can you improve body language? Well, there's all sorts of body language courses out there. One of the quickest ways is just to observe someone with confident body language because they'll be able to demonstrate that. Or the classic power move, Google Amy Cuddy's TED Talks, and she does the Wonder Woman or Superman pose where you stand with your hands on your hips for 2 to 3 minutes and you put a smile on your face and that changes how you feel. And then if you do that and you go to interact with people, you're going to be more confident and communicate with them. The second one, the tone of your voice. Now, you could be, there's different tonalities you can use, right? You can be like, hello, I'm speaking really loudly. I apologize if that is really loud on your ears, by the way. Or it could be just like really quiet. Hopefully you could hear that. Now, how do you practice that? Well, you can do some voice exercises. I actually hired a voice coach for a while, which was awesome. That reminds me, I might rehire that voice coach. I just had an idea when I'm showing up. I don't know why I stopped, but anyway. Get a voice coach because they can be super, super effective to, or you can just Google it online, right? I would, or getting mentoring is going to give you quicker results, obviously, from an expert. I'd like, she was a singer. I'm not a singer, right? I'm not a singer. I just wanted to be able to communicate more effectively with people. So tonality is going to be key. Practice your tonality. Like, you can just read a page to yourself in the mirror. That's an exercise you can give yourself. Google voice exercises online. The next one, the words. The words you say. Now, people say, I didn't know what to say to them in that situation. This is my point of view. You can't read people's mind. And you can't go into conversations or social situation like too prepared and like, I've got to say this in this order or anything like that. No. All right, that's not how it works, or a date or anything like that, right? You never know what they're going to ask you. However, you can, like job interviews, I did an episode on that recently, you can know roughly what kind of conversations you might have. And if you're really nervous about it, you could put some plans. So the classic everyone asks, try not to ask this question, is what do you do? That's a bit of a general boring question, but people seem to ask it. So try and ask a bit more of ask a more exciting way of it. It's like, so how do you spend your life or something like that? And you grab people's attention or another variation of that. If you're not comfortable with that. But yeah, you can kind of, people are going to ask you certain types of questions. So if you know the kind of words or kind of conversations, you can prepare some words on what kind of things you might say. If you're really nervous, my grandma used to do this. She didn't tell me, but like her daughter, my mom told her, told me this, that she used to write down conversation points when my granddad, her husband's work colleagues would come in. She would write down like points, and then she'd be more confident in what to say to them. Bless her. I miss her. I won't go into that because I'll cry, but like, she used to like really make an effort and when talking to us. But yeah, like that's just something you could do. I've done that a little bit, like before I've been into dates and things like that. I'm like, not word for word, but it's like, what kind of things can I talk to the girl about, right? Okay. Or like going to a job interview, you can obviously prepare as well. That can improve your confidence, but don't write a script. Don't do word for word. I work in sales. I manage a team as well. Like we have rough like questions and structure in the way we have those calls because we want to understand if someone's a good fit before we tell them like what we do in the offer. But the thing is, it's to be flexible, right? If you're reading words off a script, people aren't going to connect with that. Like I don't do my podcasts off a script. I have some bullet points and it's on my screen. I'm looking away right now of things I'm going to talk about. Yet I allow flow. So that's how you can prepare yourself for more confidence in your communication. The next point, number four, this is a very difficult skill for a lot of human beings, including myself. And I'm really trying to hone this one in. Listening. If you can master this, you are going to have a serious advantage in communication. I just came off a call and the woman was on about how great I listened. That is massive credibility. And she really connected because I really understood her. And it's just about a deeper level. I've had that on coaching, lots of good reviews because I've really listened. And it's not always been easy. And there's some situations I've not listened in as much, right? And there's different situations, different things. A good listener is someone, like, think about it. If you were there sharing your challenges or about you, someone's really listening, really present with you, you would probably like them, right? So people are going to like you if you really listen. Now, how do you get better at listening? You got to put it in practice every single day, right? Ask someone about them and then just listen. And then you don't have to mirror back everything they say, but maybe say one or two things. Or just watch a TV program and then write down some notes, some information they're saying, and then just practice listening that way. Day-to-day conversations is even better though.
Okay, so I've got a bonus point for you as well. Just before I get onto that, I just want to point you in the direction of the free newsletter again. If you're someone who really wants weekly free confidence insights and also be in the loop for all the episodes so you don't miss any of these self-esteem and confidence and mindset-based episodes, so you can keep in the loop. So that's just in the show notes and the link below. Just click that link and you can sign up for that for absolutely free. Okay. Right, the bonus point I want to share with you for really boosting your confidence. Role model someone who's very confident communicating. Sounds so simple, right? It's so effective. One of my mentors that I bang on about all the time, and he's been on my podcast, and I work for him. He's my hero, Joseph McClendon. I learned this concept about role modeling from him, and I role modeled him. So role modeling someone in terms of, it's divided into three things. One, pick someone in who's really effective at communicating, you believe, right? Number one, what are their beliefs? What do they believe? Like for me, I believe I am a great podcaster. Does everyone like me? No, of course they don't, right? A lot of people though, I know I give value. I have that belief. I've created that belief. I say that to myself regularly, right? So look at someone who's very confident communicating and then write down their beliefs and then repeat them to yourself with emotion. Write down why they're true to really embed them in yourself. The second thing, physiology. What ways does that person move confidently? Like they're probably upright. They've probably got their arms out. They've probably got a smile on their face sometimes, right? They're not going to be crunched over. They're not going to be hiding away. So role model their physiology, their movements, how they use their body. And then the third thing, the syntax. What do they do? What's some of the secret? That's a fancy way of saying the sequence of the way they do things. So maybe when someone asks them a question, they'll go, and pause for a minute and then respond rather than, and then rushing in response. Maybe you can start to look at that and role model that one. So again, the three things you want to role model in someone if you're modeling their confident communication is one, their beliefs. What do they believe about themselves? Two, what's the way they use their body, their physiology? And then thirdly, their syntax, the sequence or the order in which they do things and how they confidently communicate. So that's what I got for you today. I appreciate you for being here. You're improving other people's lives by being the best you. And remember, you are in control of your own self-esteem and confidence.